Daddy's home. Corey Vincent is back in the house. I'm here, and Video Game Bang is where I belong. Good to be back off of my week of exile. I want to thank David Ng and David Webb for running the show, doing all the behind-the-scenes stuff in my absence. They did an amazing job. This week, though, we have a very special show. David Ng is joining us, and he's not running it. He gets to actually enjoy, kick back, and talk shop with Aaron Carter, my co-host and best friend in the world. And doing a rare weekday appearance is Larissa. You may know her from Aaron Carter's weekend show. Larissa joins us this week to talk about all sorts of things. We're talking about The Division, Mighty No. 9 getting pushed back. We're talking about all sorts of great stuff. E3 news. Before the show starts, we know we got to thank our sponsors, Corsair Gaming, Antlion Audio, and NerdReactor.com. Great show. Can't wait. All that much, much more on this week.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my party pizzas? Your fearless leader has returned. The prodigal son. The bang of the bang. The cock of the walk. Corey Vincent back hosting the show where he should be. I'm not a mountain guy. I shouldn't be in the mountains with bears and bees and things like of that nature. I need to be in the city, sitting in this studio with my good friends, talking about video games. So that is why I vowed to never miss another show.
We'll see how that goes.
Exactly. Yeah, speaking of which, Aaron will be running next week's show because I'm going to have to be... No, Aaron Carter, welcome to the show. How you been?
What's up, everybody? I have been very well, recovering from a long last week.
Well, me being gone, you get to see exactly how much work this podcast is.
No, it wasn't because of that. That's cake.
Couldn't give
that's
me
all cake.
Wait, cake? What?
Yeah, that's all cake. It was bacon week last
I
week.
I brought cake.
Everybody.
Well, here's the deal,
did
though.
You?
No.
Oh my God.
For Aaron, nothing changed last week.
So upset.
Because your responsibilities didn't increase nor decrease.
I had to do hosting for the Wednesday show.
You hosted it?
Yes. You thought Webb was going to host it?
I heard Webb was a pretty damn good host.
You've lost all minds, haven't you? That's craziness.
No, the man who picked up the slack on the last Wednesday show, David Ng, welcome back to the show.
Hi. Good to be back, guys.
Now, you pretty much ran it twice now?
I guess.
Yeah?
Okay.
It's a lot of work, isn't it? Very difficult.
I mean, it depends on how in-depth you want to be with it.
A.K.A.
Scale of
no.
10 to 12. How difficult was it?
Where 10 is, like, really easy and I can do it in my sleep.
10 means it's, like, hard already, and then 12 means, like, holy shit, Corey, how do you do this every week? You're a god among men.
I'll give it, like, a 5.
Whoa!
That wasn't an option.
Going to negative.
It wasn't an option. Let's go back to a happier time over here. I'm gonna ignore that half of the table because... I missed you.
Did you?
I missed that face, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We missed you.
Because usually the last couple times I ran the show...
Don't include us in your delusions of grandeur.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed you.
There you go.
wait, yeah. God damn.
She went right into the Wii.
Maybe
W.
There's more than one person in my head, okay?
There's clearly.
It's not all about you.
So I didn't listen to the episode I wasn't on.
Wow.
I knew if I'm not on it, it's hard. It's hard because I find myself yelling at the podcast a lot of things I want to say and things you guys did wrong. But in case you missed last week's show, David Ng did a great job covering for me. David Webb still pretends like he knows what he's talking about.
Wow.
We cloned Larissa, apparently. And Aaron Carter went on a bunch of long-winded tangents.
Incorrect.
Actually, Jada went most on
I
the
was
going to
say.
Oh, Jada was on the show. So what did I miss? Fill me in. What's Spark Notes?
I definitely didn't.
Jada gave a quick review of Far Cry Primal.
Oh.
Because she had some hands-on time with that.
Damn, maybe I should go listen to it.
You should probably listen to it.
Damn.
Courtney was on the Saturday show.
Oh, so there was 4 boobies in here.
Not a,
six.
Well, yes.
Including
but.
Mine.
and so we have to include yours. I think they're the biggest.
They are. Well, actually, no. I was in Courtney's for a little while.
Wow, really, Aaron? Come on, man. Have some respect.
I did have
respect.
She's
on a date, man.
And congratulations
to her.
Whoa,
we're just giving out all kinds
of
business.
Why don't you give her an address?
Well, if I had it, maybe. You know, I don't think I've met her. So
yeah, she was here. She came with me one time, but she was sitting out there while we were doing the show.
Oh.
That's her. Her hair was really red that time.
Yeah, okay.
She was enjoying our lobby space, which we now have for visiting guests.
Yes. Yeah, lobby space. Green room, we call it. A lot going on in the world. As I said, I was out last week. I had a company retreat, which was interesting. Didn't anticipate that I'd have any fun, but I found myself proven wrong. Had a lot of fun.
Did you guys do any trust falls?
There was trust falls.
Did you have to jump
out of a tree
it
into a
trampoline?
It was
that kind of a retreat?
Yeah, except I slept during that part. Like, you can do whatever you wanted. They're like,
wow.
Did they have a zip line?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, I know what kind of retreat you're talking about.
Oh, did you have to jump over a wall together?
Those are fun.
No. Oh,
okay.
Fell asleep during that part, too. I did the go-karts.
That sounds less fun.
Wow.
I want to jump
over
a wall.
Go-karts was crazy awesome. Like, if you ever want to see a bunch of old people wiling out. Yeah, wiling out.
I'd rather watch old people jump over a 10-foot wall. That sounds way
They're
more
never
exciting.
Gonna do
Hips
that.
Broken.
It's gonna be great. Come on, guys.
We were wrecking into each other, bumping each other, spinning each other out. It rained on one of the days, so we had a slick track.
Oh wow.
These things were going like 5 miles per hour, granted, but still.
Good lord.
Fun.
Yeah, usually they don't let you bump into each other on go-karts.
Now, was this a facility? Like, you went to a
Yeah, it was a facility in the woods, and we were there pretty much the whole time. All vegetarian.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, we had bacon week.
Yeah. That's exactly why I'm like, why is it vegetarian? I wouldn't survive.
I'm toying with the idea, guys.
I would go
vegetarian.
In the woods. You
of
were in the woods,
vegetarian.
Right?
You were
in the woods, right?
Yeah.
I would have hunted. As soon as I got there and they said, it's vegetarian, guy.
I would love to see Aaron try and hunt.
And you'll see me with a sack of squirrels coming back to the camp.
Sack of squirrels.
A sack of squirrels. I've never seen one, like, man hair upon your smooth baby
You've
face.
You've never looked at my forearms then, have you?
No, on your face. We
on
said
your
face.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I keep that shaven.
5-year-olds can grow hair on their
arms.
That's
because I like to stay camouflaged.
Never mind. I'm not going to say I like to imagine your ball sack, but I was
going to
say.
Go ahead.
I'll
just maybe move forward from that one. And then I went immediately from this retreat to Vegas.
So exact opposite.
To where you ate meat?
I ate a lot of meat. Yeah, there was some meat there. Some crab, some Dungeness crab. We had some lamb. It was very, very nice. Very nice time. We did roller coasters and all sorts of cool stuff. What did you guys all do?
Wow.
Well, nothing like that.
I went to Big Sur.
Big Sur?
Yeah. It's fun.
All right. There you go.
It was double XP weekend on Call of Duty, so that's what I played all weekend.
It's like
and
for
then
Super Bowl.
The new map packs came out on Tuesday. Those are a lot of fun.
There you have it.
All right.
There you have it. So, back to business. A lot has changed in the world of video games. We're going to go over some of those news stories now, because that's what we do on this show. We like to serve the people. And the first big one I have is Humble Bundle is currently the best deal that you're going to see on Tom Clancy's The Division. We're all familiar with Humble Bundle in the room, right?
Yes, we are.
It's very good. You feel good about yourself. You buy video games at
sometimes,
the same time.
Sometimes.
The Division, what do you guys think? I missed out on the beta.
Well, I think the open beta is going to be coming up for the PS4, right?
I think I heard that.
Yeah, I think that's.
I don't have a PS4, though, so I haven't been listening that close to it.
I think that's spreading around the world. If that comes out and I play it and it seems pretty good, then I'll be more inclined to buy it.
This is one of those crossroads I'm at where I don't know which console to buy it for.
You
PS4.
Throw all the names in the hat and then you just pick one.
Well, because now our group's video game consoles of choice is completely split apart right now. There's a rupture. If I want to play with David, Xbox One.
Yeah.
If I want to play with Aaron, PlayStation 4. But my heart wants to play it on the PC. So, like, what do I listen to?
The PC.
Probably PC. I feel like you're going to get the most people out of that.
No, that's the thing, though. No one else has the machines to run it. So I won't be playing with my actual friends. I'll have to play with randos.
Yeah.
You have actual friends?
Whoa.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I mean.
The cold dose of reality. Welcome back to the podcast.
Reality, everybody. Reality.
God.
I have lots of friends online.
Online, yes.
I think I will probably end up going PS4. I don't know.
It's probably a safe bet. I'm doing most of my gaming as single player games right now anyway.
Single player
games? I don't know why I thought he was going to go, I'm doing most of my gaming as a single man.
Nobody needs to know about that. Nobody cares about that.
Okay, all right.
What do you think, Aaron? I think you said you watched some gameplay. You kind of changed your opinion on
it. No, see, I changed my opinion on it, thinking I'm not into this game. It's a realistic game. It's a shooter, but there's like a stupid amount of numbers coming out of an enemy, and that kind of takes me out of it. But then Courtney on Saturday came, and she gave her kind of her view on the game when she played the beta, I think, the closed open. I don't know. She may have broken some embargo, but we don't know.
Hey, if it wasn't us.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't matter.
So, but she kind of got me back into it with the things that she was saying about it. The biggest aspect is the trading or something. Or not trading. Like if you betray your rogue. There it is. That's going the word rogue. I was like. If going rogue. Like it really gives you a sense of like you... What am I looking for, Gondo? The word like you fail... Like there's a real consequence to actually dying in this game.
Well, how can it do that?
You can de-level, so it's not like you get up to level 12 and you're there. No matter what you do, you're always going to be level 12 or higher, right?
Okay.
You can lose levels if you continue to get killed and stuff like that. You lose all your items, of course, if you go rogue. Everybody on the map sees you now as a threat because you become a red dot, so it's not just... people in your vicinity.
Why do you like this though? Because you're not going to be the one to kill your own.
I know I'm not.
You're not going
to. But people online that are dicks will finally they have something to weigh out before they decide to be a dick.
Or just hope that your team's going to back you up when you decide to go rogue.
We're all going rogue.
Everyone's
going
to be a red dot because they're all gone rogue. Yeah,
let's do it. We're going nomad. I am more excited for the Snowdrop engine than I am the actual game. Like, I think this engine is pretty stinking cool.
Like, so you want the next game. You don't want this game.
Wow.
But I want this one because I want to see, like, the potential. Like, the screenshots from this game look magnificent.
Just buy a dev pack. Make your own game.
That requires skill. Don't have it. Time. Definitely don't have it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You got the time. You got the time.
I have no time.
If Webb can practice to become an elite member of the Smite group,
which you think he is,
what are you gonna call yourself?
Not yet. What the our Smite group?
The team. You gotta have names for the team.
We have to clear the air here because there's been some angst between me and Aaron.
There has been nothing.
Some drama.
There's been drama between you and
between the group. First, I didn't make the cut on his little Smite team.
First of all, he doesn't listen to the show, so he wouldn't know who's on the team.
I read the chat.
Yeah. Don't. So you
the
listen
Facebook
to
chatter.
The chat. Over the actual words.
He's talking our Facebook chatter.
On the weekday show, I did ask him who his five would be.
And was I on the list?
You were on the list.
Thank you.
But did he name me, like, first or second?
No.
I missed that part. Who was on the list?
Who did he name?
Jerry first.
It was him and Jerry only, and then I had to push him to pick the other three.
Oh, wow.
Who are the other three?
See, that's what's wrong with Aaron.
It was
who's
Corey,
the squad right now?
Larissa, and Steven.
Ooh, wow. You put Larissa over Webb?
At the time, yes.
Would you still?
No.
Did you see us 2v1, Aaron?
No.
That was fun.
What happened?
They did terrible at first, and then they finally caught on to the game. And
I was trying out a bunch of new champions to see who I liked. And then I found one that plays just like Sona on League of Legends, and I was like, I like her.
I think I got a bad reputation in the game because for like the longest, I've just been bouncing between characters. My mastery level is no higher than 3 on any one god because every time I play, I just want to try different ones. So I'm never really good because I didn't master any of them. And then I think I got a bad reputation for being bad.
No.
You just got to find somebody.
Because whenever I thought for you to be into the group and everything like that, I immediately went to Thor. I was like, you're not going to play anybody else but Thor.
Oh, now you're going to put restrictions on me.
I'm going to put you in the best position you can to succeed. That's what I'm going to do. So you're an assassin, and then that's the role that we actually needed. So if I'm tanking and Jerry can literally fill, you know, any position – and I got Steven as a warrior.
Wait, Steven's on the team?
Yeah, I had Steven as a warrior, and I'm like, I need an assassin, so boom, you can be assassin. So I got Alpwok, who's
Now, we should preface this to say that a gauntlet has been laid down at our feet. Did you talk about this on the show?
Yes, I did.
Briefly. A group of gamers have challenged the VGB. It's all been rumblings in secret. They're actually secretly training. They didn't know that I know that they're training for us. So I let Aaron know that we got to get our squad ready.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's people out there aiming to get us. To smite us.
And today is the first day I've heard about this.
Then you weren't listening to the show as well, because I said that exactly whenever we were talking about it on the show.
On Wednesdays? No, I don't listen to the show on Wednesdays. See, I was working last Wednesday.
It wasn't Wednesday's show.
But
it was
recorded.
I take back every nice thing I've ever said. You don't listen to the Wednesday show? This is my baby. You are in my baby right now.
I'm never on the Wednesday show, so I'm just like, it's probably not as good as the Saturday show.
God. Are you going to listen to today's show then?
I'm on today's show.
Wow.
Okay. All right then.
So, yeah.
I tried.
So they're
guys.
Trying to take us down. Aaron didn't name me in his first A-list squad in the Facebook message.
If I had known this, I would have been max level already and been ready to find the champion.
Well, now you know.
I would have found the champion that
so
I
when
wanted.
So you go home tonight,
ready
you can
to,
start practicing.
Well, yeah. You got to take that spot from Webb, apparently.
Webb.
Really?
Webb
have Webb 1v1 me. I guarantee he's not going to win.
Webb has been mastering Neath, something vicious.
His Neath mastery level. And this doesn't mean like his skill level. Just let me preface by saying that. But his level with the character in the game is higher than my Thor level.
Wow.
Because he's played
Neath
more than I've played Thor.
So he'll play with me, and we'll, of course, you know, I have a level 30, and he's playing nothing but a 30s. So he's getting high, mm-hmm. you know, training. And then he'll go back to his own, and he'll just wreck house.
Yeah.
You know, just on his level.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, dude. You,
That's
you know,
the best
you're,
way to do it.
I think I had that same conversation with you, didn't I? On Discord?
Yeah, you
I was
mentioned
telling
that.
You it sucks because it's playing with 30s all the time. Then when I actually get to play with 17s or whatever, it's like a whole different game.
No, mm-hmm. It's the best way to learn. Like when I was just starting out playing League, I played with Diamond and Plat people just so I could be better and learn to play against higher ranked people. So when I played against people my own rank, it's like, what the fuck are they thinking?
What a new.
I've successfully Diamond Kefri.
Yeah, I was watching the stream.
Okay, thank you. It feels good. Feels good.
Now we're in season three officially.
We are officially season three. Yes.
Now, what are the differences that you're noticing?
I've noticed that everybody that we've played so far seems like it's Christmas noobs.
Like they're relearning.
I have no idea why it seems like it's a whole new game for them, and we are smiting them down something vicious.
So you haven't noticed any changes to like character builds?
I've noticed character changes to mine, Kefri. Like a lot of my stuns are. Like lesson, like
so they nerfed the crap out of your.
Oh yeah,
grab.
They nerfed the crap out of Kefri. I was grabbing people for 5 hours, and they nerfed that down to like 0.5 seconds.
While I was in the mountains, there was Wi-Fi.
Oh no
which
way!
Which is awesome. Yeah, that's how I was able to keep up to date and stalk you guys and what you were doing and how I was being left out of teams.
Wow!
But I started researching because I was hungry to get that spot back. So I was like, I'm gonna research top tier characters. And only to find out that the character Aaron's been playing like the past month, Kefri, is S-list on every single game mode.
Why do you think? Because I've been playing them.
No, because That's you follow
exactly
the crowd
what
is what happens.
No, when Kefri came out, I try, because when every new god comes out, I always have to try him. I write the smite down on nerddirector.com. Go check it out. And I tried out Kefri, and he just felt like natural. Like, I don't normally play as the tank. I like warriors or ADCs, but just having the ability to save other teammates, you know, body block for other teammates, you know, stun and engage. I like
you're
that
like feeling
stuff.
Like you're part of the team. I see.
It's the biggest part, or it's the best champion, or in my opinion, that feels like it's a co-op game.
Yeah, you did save my ass a couple of times.
Yeah, and last night we played right.
Yeah.
And we played with Bruja, another guy who plays on League with you sometimes. Maybe have you ever played with Bruja? And he played a tank, and I would tell him to just dive in. Like, just don't worry about consequences.
Oh, yeah. That was
dive
a great little
in,
combo.
Dive in. So he would dive in and just start messing up people and you know, throwing people off balance. And they would just focus him, and they drain him
but
quickly.
He's a tank, so he's giving a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Taking a lot of damage. Aaron rezzes him, he comes back to half health, and yeah. Then usually we're partnering up that with other ults, so like I had Thor at that time, so I'd do my Thor smash into the middle of everyone. And so we're... Oh, man! Shit. Gosh, I'm sorry, guys. I was so into this conversation.
Wow.
It really breaks my heart to have to do this. This is what you're playing. This is the... This is basically what built this show into what it is today. Some people think it was the hard blood, sweat, and tears of myself. Some people think it's Aaron's charisma. No, it's what you're playing. And we're going to play it right now for you
guys. I'll vote for that.
Yeah, David knows.
That's sad.
So we're going to start with... I don't know why I'm doing this random thing, because I'm probably going to just pick Larissa. Larissa, what you been playing?
World of Warcraft.
Boo.
Is there a new expansion or something?
I'm sorry. Yes, the new expansion comes out later on this year.
There's another one?
Warlords of Draenor?
Yeah. No.
Wait, is that that? That's not the new one?
It's Legion.
Yeah.
Legion's a new one. And
is it based on the movie?
Shut up.
There's angels.
I usually prep before every expansion, if like quite a few months ahead of time, just to get ready before the new expansion.
What kind
releases.
Of things do you find yourself doing to prep?
Push-ups.
So I usually will max out, make sure everybody's fully geared, everybody's done with everything, and then I usually make sure I have all the justice points and valor and everything that I need. So that's maxed out, because it transfers into gold. Once the new expansion comes out, you don't have any more justice or valor. It just becomes gold. So that it's just free money.
So
how many characters do you manage?
A lot.
These are all your characters?
Yes.
And do you have to pay a fee on every single one?
No.
Okay.
Plus 10?
Wait, what is a lot?
10 plus? Yeah, that's
what
I'm
like
saying.
10?
10
is
plus?
Is a lot like 7?
That's sad.
I manage a lot of characters.
That's sad.
Oh, and so you get a free like character boost with the purchase of the new expansion.
Now, will you pretty much just that's walk sad. Through the new expansion,
yes.
given your experience, or is it? Do they really add difficulty? Is the level cap increase?
The level cap increase, they do add difficulty. And the last expansion, and probably this new one, they make it more quest-based, because usually I just dungeon all the levels. I just dungeon. I don't even bother questing, but... This last expansion and probably the new one, they make questing way more important, and they make group questing way more important too. So you're not going to dungeon as much, because the gear you get from questing is a lot better than actually doing the dungeons until you're raid ready.
What
are you raid ready?
No, I will never be. Wow,
I think that should be a new thing.
Raid ready.
Are you ready?
No.
I usually take every expansion. I take the next 3 to 4 days off. From everything. I get a babysitter
terrible.
And then I get all my food and everything prepped.
You know,
I take micro naps.
What?
I don't really sleep.
How long is a micro nap?
Micro nap?
5 minutes.
Like, yeah, I do 15, 30 minute naps.
But you also
don't
sleep much normally.
Yeah.
So
it's not that big a deal for me to stay up for 24 or 48 hours
that's
and
ridiculous.
Be totally
and
fine.
That's the sad part.
Oh, God.
That is the sad part.
And
I
will keep playing until I max
what's
level.
The level?
You
what's
know
the
what?
Max
we
level
say
now?
It's sad and disgusting, but I'm sure there's a lot of horny little WoW fans that just heard that and just splooged. 4 days to just play WoW, drop the world, hire
yeah.
a babysitter, and just play WoW?
I do.
I wish I loved something that much.
It's not that I love it. It's that I need it.
No, you
I,
don't.
Okay, that just got sad.
That's extremely
not,
sad.
It's not like...
I've heard drug addicts say that.
Yeah.
Back in Vanilla and Burning Crusade, it was a want. I wanted to play this game. It was fun. It was something I did with my friends. And then it became like habit. And then you have to do it. You have to raid. You have to have everybody max level.
So now
level.
It's an obligation.
And now it's go. Like... And when you don't play it, you just... It hurts. And you feel the need to just want to go
that
back.
Really sounds like every major drug
yeah.
in our country.
That's drugs.
Yeah.
Wow.
We the need video game bank doesn't condone... addictions.
Where's
to
Ronald
Warcraft?
Reagan when you need him?
Just say no to WoW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron Carter, what have you been playing?
Of course, Smite, Diamond and Kefri. But also, I joined the PC gaming group and played Wildstar with them.
See,
how did
that go? I wanted to be there so bad. So basically what happened is a local Sacramento PC gaming group decided to have a, what do they call it, a birthing event?
I don't
that's
know what
gross.
You call it.
And I don't know why you would call it
that. I think it was called something like, maybe I got it mixed up, but it was like 30 people plus, all from Sacramento area, were going to crash one server with new characters at the same time and start like learning and making a world together. And you were a part of this?
I was a part of it.
What was it like?
So
what was being birthed like?
It was dark at first. And then there was a small hole of light that came through. And then there were some guys in masks that hit me.
So a normal Tuesday for you.
Yeah, normal Tuesday.
And one of them chopped a part of your penis off.
Yeah. So there was like...
can't say I experienced that part.
About 16, I'm going to say about 16 to 20 people that showed up to the event.
Okay.
And I joined Discord. We were all on Discord.
beautiful application.
They made it push to talk, so everybody had to actually push to talk. It wasn't like a lot of
that was Bags probably executive order.
It was a very good good.
You
call.
Need it when you have that many people.
When you have that many people, it's a good call. So everybody logs in, and Gil was doing kind of the wrangling of everybody. He's like, "All right, we're on this server, this whatever the planet or whatever, and you're at the mouth of the ship." You know, that's where we'll get everybody in a raid party. So it took some time because everybody was kind of, hey, my computer's doing this. How do I do that? You know, it was, you know, it took a little time. But then eventually we got all into a giant group, which was awesome. Some people had played the game already, but, you know, still nonetheless they joined in. And we took a big group picture. I'm still waiting on Gil to post that up, to see everybody's characters and, you know, in the awesome glory. And then we broke down into groups on our own.
Subgroups, we'll call them.
Yes, we'll call them subgroups.
Okay.
I promptly named our group Guardians of the Galaxy.
You would.
And it was awesome. Because my group, which was me, Steven, and two randos that we just met, we had all the classes that we needed covered for our party. And WildStar is actually an interesting game starting off. I don't know how long it's going to take before this game gets bland, because you can pick your class, of course, like your regular, you know, MMOs. You have your, you know, warriors, medics, you know, type of stuff like that. They call them different things in WildStar, but, you know, it's the basic character roles.
It's the pillars.
Yes, but it's an action game. So, you know, you're swinging, you're pressing the button, an instant action of swinging a sword or something like that, right? And then on the ground, it shows you the range that you're going to hit and everything. But what's also I like about it is not just the class that you choose, you kind of choose how you're playing. So there's explorers who just go around exploring maps and then planting flags everywhere and putting satellite dishes for your group to, I don't know, there's some like expansion or, you know, I don't know how it is. It's basically, if you like just walking around environments and you're not really focused on fighting and discovering new things, they'll give you, you know, those type of missions. Then there's, of course, the warriors, who, mm-hmm. if you like doing missions about all just fighting and, you know, leveling, stuff like that, you can do that. And then there are the researchers. If you like, you know, crafting weapons and stuff like that, you can go out and find, like, you know, the six mushrooms that you need to make this little potion to put on top of this sword. You know, so they kind of break you up into that. I was the only one that chose explorer in our group. So my missions were, like, a lot of platforming missions. I would have to jump from leaf to leaf, get up to a little high peak, plant a flag, and then boom, I get my experience from my quest. And it's quests
and that like reveals part of a map to your squad or something.
Yes.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
And I was like, this is pretty awesome. I'm doing all these quests, and they don't see the quests. Only I see it to say, oh, this is an explorer quest. So I get to go and explore. I did one quest where I had to go through a waterfall, eat a mushroom, turn really tiny, and then go under a rock and like find Alice in Wonderland.
I was going to say, yeah, it sounds very Alice in Wonderland.
The rest of the crew couldn't do that, though. They had to wait kind of on their own, and, you know, so I like that. So it seems like it has a little separation from regular MMOs right now. I'm going to see how far it is before it, you know.
The humor is very adult.
Humor is good, yeah. I like it.
It's a very adult humor, so it does cater to us.
But I'm trying to figure out why people got off. That's what I'm
In the beginning, it was pay-to-play, I assume.
It was.
Probably why, and then they turned off the pay-to-play because obviously...
Yeah.
Everything's free now.
There is but one.
Like, I'm going all different. My character is an engineer, and I have a little robot companion, which is cool, but I also have, like, an Iron Man suit.
Speaking of engineers, David Ng, what you been playing?
I downloaded Hand of Fate, the games with gold on Xbox.
And?
And it's pretty fun, actually.
It sucks.
Yeah. It's,
and it kind of sucks. No, tell me all about it. Tell me every little thing, like Aaron told me about WildStar.
Yeah, all right, you got it. You got it. So it's a card-based tabletop game, I'll say.
Okay.
So you just navigate this deck of cards, and every time you go on a card, you flip it over, and you have a random encounter, like role-playing games. And then when you have the action fighting parts, it's just a hack and slash.
I like that.
Yeah.
So a little best of both worlds.
Yeah, so you navigate through this level, and try and find the boss character to kill it. And then when you win, you unlock new cards to take into the next level. And it's just kind of interesting how it builds.
Nice.
It's free, you said, right?
Yeah, it's free with gold.
Xbox. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
There you go, everybody. If you're still rocking that Xbox, is it for the One or the 360?
That one's One.
All right. I like how they finally gave love to the One. Because before, last year, there was no advantage to having the Xbox One.
Not really.
With games with gold, you'd get like two games with Xbox 360 that you get to keep forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then two or one game with the One.
It's because they didn't have anything on their library.
Yeah.
There was nothing they could offer you.
Since they did the big backwards compatibility push, though, I've noticed that the ones you can get on the 360 generally go to the One now, too.
Yes, they said that every game that comes out with free for the 360 is backwards compatible.
Ah, see, finally. Whatever. I'm kind of over being the first wave of buying anything now. Like, I thought I'd be that guy, and I did, and it burnt me. So I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, it took way too long, because it was 2 years before I even got one, and I didn't feel any pressure really to get one.
Yeah. Even though I called you pretty much every day saying, David, you need to get an Xbox One. David,
I mean, beyond Xbox like social pressure, I didn't feel any like game industry pressure to get a game.
So no real pressure.
No, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Gotcha. Let's see. In the woods, I have been completely hooked on a Walking Dead phone game.
Ah, because you were out in the boonies, so. Yep.
Well, it was a little bit before that, and I've been hooked on this stupid game. It's called The Walking Dead Road to Survival or something like that. And it's one of those stupid, there's four classes, and there's the circle, you know, like the old Pokemon circle of what's better than what. You unlock characters by getting coins, and you farm for this shit, and then you get random characters. Sometimes they're really good, sometimes they suck, and you got to spend a bunch of time. It's a total time suck, total pay-to-win game. Everything I'm against, but I keep coming back to it.
Those mobile games are dangerous.
So much so.
Wait, have you paid money for it, though?
No.
Okay, then. They're not that dangerous.
No, huh? they're dangerous because they just 100%. suck your time.
Yeah. I'm a guy who loves to get sucked, but not
those,
my time.
Wow. Those games like the Fallout and the Vault, those are bathroom games for me. If I'm away from my computer, away from the console, and I need something to do.
So the thing is, I don't spend much time in the bathroom.
Well, I mean, just anything. If I'm cooking, if I'm cleaning.
You're
like
cooking and
those,
you can play games?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Multitasking.
Wow.
I actually went so far as to message the game developers of this mobile game.
To try and get them on the show?
Yeah, to try and get them on the show to talk about some of the new features. And, like, resources out there for this game are kind of shoddy. So I don't know. I don't know why I messaged them. I haven't heard anything back yet.
Have you tried Reddit?
No.
Maybe you should.
Is that where I should look? Because I want to know.
I mean,
like,
everything's on Reddit.
I want to know the team comps. Some of this game is pretty intensive. Like, they started this thing called there's clans in the game, which you say clan, I'm in.
Wow.
I will just join any clan.
During Black History Month and everything, everybody.
But I joined one that's very active and social, and they started this thing called Wars. So your clan goes to war against other ones. It's a really awesome game. If you like The Walking Dead and you are looking for the next drug addiction that doesn't require money, try that game. It is just frustrating, though, how people that do pay money get so many advantages, but I don't care.
That's why I gave up on the mobile game I was playing.
Because the people who pay are people who don't play real video games.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is. Like, they're like, yay, on all the Facebook games and stuff like that. Like, the whole Candy Crush thing. Those people paid tons of money.
I mean, some of those people just don't have time. Like, if you're working, like, a full 60-hour week or whatever, you're not going to have time to do that.
We have DSs, we have computers, we have PlayStation, we have real games that we dedicate our time to instead of just phone app games because you're bored at work.
Real games don't have paywalls.
I mean, we have emulators on our phone, goddammit.
Since when did this become more attractive than this? Humble Bundle, so we're going to get back to our first news story.
Wow.
I don't think we ever finished it.
No.
Now, we talked about Tom Clancy's The Division. It's a buy. I'm pretty confident, right? I'll buy it. Aaron?
I'm going to have to wait.
Wait and see.
Wait and see,
David,
yeah.
Is this a buy, clearly?
I'm waiting.
Larissa?
Yeah. People in my house play video games. It's something's going to get bought all the time.
So, if you are going to buy the game and you want to support a good cause, Humble has the Ubisoft bundle going on right now. And if you guys aren't familiar, basically you pay what you want and you get games, and they have different tiers. If you pay this minimum, you'll get all this stuff. If you pay this minimum, you can get these. If you pay any old thing, you can get like the low tier games. This one, $75, and you get Tom Clancy's The Division, an exclusive t-shirt, a coupon for up to 66% off of any three Ubisoft games from the Humble Store.
It's an odd number.
It is. It is.
But that's two-thirds.
66. Still.
It's buy one, get two free.
Why didn't they just put that? Yeah. That would have been much more better marketing.
Instead of saying 66%, everybody.
Off the three games. And then the games that are included also, just as a little bonus, is Assassin's Creed Rogue, The Crew, Far Cry 3, Splinter Cell Blacklist, Assassin's Creed Chronicles China, Grow Home, Rayman Oregon Trail, and then you get Call of Juarez, Gunslinger, and then more games that they haven't announced quite yet. But for $75, that's a pretty damn good deal.
That's a lot of games.
It's a lot of games.
It looks like a lot of games, but a lot of those games are in our $5 and under bins, so...
That's true. That's true. Because a lot of the Assassin's Creed 79 stuff...
79 cents?
Is it really?
It's pretty cheap.
But it a shirt, though, right?
Yeah. I mean,
or is it at least $5?
$10? $10.
How much are shirts these days?
20? Well, it depends on the quality, but...
moving on, EA to skip out on E3 booth this year. This one looks like it's going to affect myself and Aaron Carter.
Basically saying that all they have is Madden, and you already know about it. So yeah.
I didn't find myself ever going to the EA booth.
It was
anyways.
All crap of sports anyway.
We've been there 2 years.
Yeah, they're not releasing a new Sims anytime soon, so.
Oh, my God. Nobody cares about that.
They're all I love the Sims.
Jeez. Is this another drug addiction?
God, yes.
Is it multiplayer yet?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't need.
Why isn't Sims multiplayer?
I don't need.
What do you need to have?
Well,
on
that's just,
I want a Sims MMO.
You want to join my
that's
world?
Just Second Life.
I want to rock your world.
Play Second Life.
Where'd you go?
I'm sorry. It was good.
I need you to laugh in the microphone so my jokes seem funny.
It was funny.
They were funny.
It was good.
It was not funny.
Aaron's being a hater. EA is going to do their own thing, kind of like Nintendo has done. I don't know. I'm excited for E3 because it's E3, like the prestige. But it feels like, Aaron, we came on board at the end of E3's life. I don't know how much longer this thing is going to happen.
I mean, that's just the thing about it. I don't know why they think that getting everybody together like this and not showing a lot of games is going to be something that can be sustained for a long time.
I'm surprised only because of how successful last E3 felt. Like, I felt like some big stuff came out of the last E3.
What came out of the last E3?
Bethesda stage show.
Oh, so just Bethesda. Yeah.
Bethesda killed it.
But see, right? that's something that people wanted for a long time that it came out. So it was just one thing that just drowned everything else that had happened at the show. We don't get that on a consistent year-to-year. It's been oversaturated.
I feel like a sellout, punk. What is it called? What did we get called on the stream like a month ago?
What did we get?
A corporate shill.
Yeah.
I feel like a corporate shill because I really was upset with the fact that they let just regular fans into the show last year.
Well, yeah, they tried to stop it, not last year, but before in the history of the event. Where it was just like, only press can come in. But now that's a very loose term now when it comes
is.
To...
It is.
I know, because they
you
count
create
us
your
as
own
press.
Blog.
The age of internet, has really, really, yeah. So,
but I felt like, because we went 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. The first year we went, it was still the same, just press. And the Lions,
was it, though?
Yeah, no, it was.
That's a lot of press.
They sold limited tickets, but it was mainly press. And the Lions were all reasonable. Like, I felt like I left with a lot of information, got hands-on a lot of good games. Last year, lines were redonkulous. Like, it was borderline not fun. Oh, because you didn't make it to the last one.
Yeah, I didn't. I did
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See?
But it's still, with the companies doing their own little individual conferences to show their own personal stuff, it's like, what's the purpose of E3 now?
Go to a bunch of parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, the after parties.
So
after parties are where it's
so
all
so nothing game related is what I'm hearing then, right?
That is game related.
That's not game related.
Some of the after parties they do reveal stuff.
Yeah.
But it's yeah. So then why just have stuff. A whole bunch of after parties or whatever? What do I need E3 for? What do I have to rent out of space in the...
Because you can't get your drink on at
E3. Yeah.
I know. So then what do I need it for?
For the mainstream media.
I think as soon as that left his lips, he knew.
That's so
networking
stupid.
With actual...
But none of that goes on, really. Mm. None of that goes on.
Yeah,
really?
It does.
We know where the networking happened. Where did you get all your networking?
At the parties.
Yeah,
I don't
the
remember,
parties.
I don't remember their names.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Or what they were trying to sell me.
Just the security guards.
In the main...
Because I always hang out with the black security guards.
In the main hall where we were, most of the time, there was no networking going on. Whenever I went onto the little individual, you know, Sony's own little thing, yeah, you know, Ubisoft's little thing, okay, you can get one-on-one time. But when you're out on that giant floor, and you've been to a con... So, you know, it's the same thing. It's literally the same thing. Just, replace vendors.
Back the thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Right?
With video games. That's all it is.
Well, you are on the list to make it to this one, right? Hopefully.
He's still picking, isn't he?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Maybe.
I mean,
we'll
see.
Can you bring a guest?
Yeah, but you can't get into anything.
Wow.
You can flash them the tatas and you might be able to get in.
You think?
Yeah.
No.
It's won't. Nerds.
They'll it's faint, possible. And then it's possible.
And the door locks behind them on accident.
Then now you're all locked out.
Now everybody's locked out of E3.
Let's see. It's
Wait,
quite...
can guests get in the after parties?
If you get on
no,
the list.
No, that's tough.
No, yeah, it's a little tougher, but Nerd Reactor are some pros. They are wily. They get people into places they should not be.
Don't give away any company secrets here.
I'm pretty good myself. If you'll remember, my friend Keith.
Oh, my God.
If you would have seen the amount of T-shirts, that man doesn't need to buy another T-shirt in his life.
Well, then he's good.
All of his shirts are going to say Gamefly on them. But
they should sponsor him then, if he's going to wear all them Gamefly T-shirts.
I should.
Every day of his life.
Yeah.
I'm really getting hammered in chat for my use of vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Vocabulary?
Yeah, vocabulary.
Redonkulous.
Redonkulous got flagged as inappropriate, and so did tatas.
Wow. Yeah, tatas.
It did.
What's wrong with tatas?
Yeah, nobody uses tatas.
He's trying to be semi-appropriate on the show.
That's horrible.
Didn't you say pee-pee in the other chat the other day, too?
Yeah, he did.
That wasn't even on, like, live stream
yeah,
or anything.
Yeah, it wasn't. I just... He said, show her your pee-pee.
Aaron wanted to know why this girl has him in the friend zone.
No,
I said, Aaron,
I didn't want to know anything.
I said, Aaron, show her your pee-pee.
That'll, I didn't want to know anything about her.
That'll get you out of the friend zone.
Oh,
and you
God.
Just went ahead and interjected with that BS. And I was like, yeah, that's not happening. So
what? I think it's a legitimate strategy.
No, it's not a legitimate strategy. For serial rapists, yeah. That's a legitimate strategy for serial rapists and Bill Cosby, which the line is very blurred on that.
Aaron's smart. He doesn't take your advice.
Oh, man, that's messed up. I want to talk about Deadpool. Deadpool movie is coming out next week. Mm. And the hype is real, everybody.
It's a good Valentine's movie for people.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah, it's a good
that's
love story.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, but you're not. Are you going with your man or are you just going with some friends?
I'm going with my lovers.
Which, so her friends, yes.
So her friends.
Yes.
So you can't even talk.
Why? I can't celebrate Valentine's Day with the people
no,
I care about.
No, you have to share it with the person you bone.
Bullshit.
That's the way it works.
Well, I can't do that.
Aaron, are you going to be taking a lovely lady out to see Deadpool on Valentine's Day?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't have a lovely lady.
Oh, my God.
You want to go
David,
with us?
David, pull us out of this nosedive here.
Come on.
No.
God damn
it. It'll be fun. We're going to be at the theater where you can drink booze, eat dinner,
first of all,
and watch movies.
I don't go out on major holidays because everything is packed, and I do not like people that much.
High five
no,
for that one.
You reserve seats.
Screw that.
No, yeah.
You're
still, the theater is packed.
Still, yeah.
I'm not digging it, no.
Everybody, think about it. No. Everybody is going to be doing the thing that you think is special for your special person. It's
yeah,
like,
no.
Oh, I got a great idea. Let's go do this.
I'm not doing special for that
no,
special
no, no.
person.
No,
I'm doing it because I want to fucking
saying,
do
that's
it.
That's fine. That's fine.
He's
but
fine.
I'm saying I don't want to go out and do
remains,
stuff
yeah.
because everyone else is going to be going out and doing stuff, and it's going to be too much.
I hate that, yeah. The fact still remains, yeah.
Well,
also, I'm not that excited about
fortunately
Deadpool.
For us, I through our fellow VGBer, Fast Eddie, got 6 tickets to go see Deadpool tomorrow.
That's a lot of tickets.
To which I offered out invitations to Mr. David Ng and Aaron Carter, who had to decline due to financial reasons.
Wait, where were you going?
We're going to go see Deadpool tomorrow.
It's a kind of financial reason, I guess.
Oh, you didn't ask me.
So tomorrow, after we see the movie... What's going to happen is we are going to record a podcast. I'm not sure if we're going to stream it here on Twitch or not, but it's going to be full spoilers. We're going full spoilers, talking about the show up and down, and the people we're going to have on will be Fast Eddie, Eddie Villanueva, the Puerto Rican sensation. We're going to have Sean Long joining us on the show.
Wow.
And myself and a mystery guest.
David Webb.
Right.
No, David Webb is not. I can confirm it's not going to be David Webb. Someone who's never been on the show before.
Ooh.
Your wife.
She's been on the show.
She's been on the show.
Liz Katz.
Your mom.
Oh, your mom.
My mom would never do the show. She hates it.
Oh.
With all her being.
She doesn't know what it is.
That's probably true.
Still staying with Liz Katz.
I would never extend an invitation to my show.
She.
To Liz Katz.
She should be on the show.
You know, I think she like retired.
I don't care what she did. You can't from what? You didn't do anything.
She retired from not doing anything. Like,
how do you retire from retirement?
All her social media stuff went down.
You start doing stuff.
You understand? This means I won the war with Liz Katz.
No, you didn't.
I took her to battle.
No, you didn't.
Winner takes all. Loser has to leave the internet.
No, you didn't.
And she lost.
No, you didn't. You know why she stopped doing what she stopped doing?
Why?
Because what future is there in it?
I don't know. Ask
it's
Jessica
the
Negri.
Exact same future as a gang member. There isn't one.
So you either die or get murdered?
Exactly.
Or you go to prison for
exactly.
Dying and getting murdered, I mean, that's like the same thing. You're dead.
No, you either die or you get murdered. That's pretty right.
I mean, the results for you is the same, but it's different for other people.
So, yeah, think about it. Her career choice before, there was a steady stream of always wanting that, and she would have made money, right? But she decided she didn't want to do that type of work anymore, so now I have to try to do this social media thing with cosplay and videos. But if I don't really have, try not to be harsh here.
Skills?
Talent?
Personality?
Any of that.
Okay.
Then why are people going to look at me?
Because you got a nice set of tatas.
Yep.
Yeah, but there's a lot of nice set of tatas out there.
You'd be surprised. Far and few between. And I'm going to make an amendment here.
Like
I lied.
A wall behind you.
I said I would come on. We might stream it on Twitch. We will not do that.
Callum
brought up a great point. Well, he said that unfollows, like, because...
Oh, because spoilers?
Yeah, that's not cool to spoil live.
Yeah.
When we do post it, it will be on our podcast that you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Audio Boom, just about anywhere you can find podcasts. We will have that show up, and it will be posted spoilers all over it because that's not cool to ruin it for someone. So good catch on that one, Callum Day. Daddy Fact says, do you guys really think it's going to live up to the hype?
Probably not.
I don't.
You saw the clip from it, right? They showed one clip with him and...
I don't think I've seen any actual clips. I've just seen the trailers.
They showed a full, like, one-minute clip of the movie, and it looks good. Like,
I mean...
It sounds good, looks good. I don't know. It just looks like what a Deadpool movie is supposed to be.
I'm sure it will be, but, like, Deadpool is...
But see, you don't care for the character.
Yeah, so then
that's fine. But for those that do like the character and are big fans, and I know I have coworkers that are big, you know, fans.
Are they really, though? Or are they just in love with the idea of Deadpool?
Let's
be honest, because I think David probably doesn't like Deadpool for similar reasons that I don't.
Which are?
I think he's just too overhyped.
He's really overhyped, and I don't like his humor or anything really about him. I mean, he's too much. Like, I can only read so much Deadpool before I get sick of it, and then I have to, like, put it down for a month before I can even read it again.
Well, I got to read the Deadpool and Cable comic book line or whatever, and I enjoyed it. I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, he's one of my favorite characters because of it, but I really enjoyed the story, the plot line, and everything like that. It was interesting. But... I just kind of like how they have a character, they have an actor that fits this character very well, like for your imagination while you're reading it.
Yeah, but I feel like, again, this is another case where they promoted a guy for doing a bad job.
What do you mean?
Ben Affleck completely screwed up Daredevil, but then DC's like, fuck it. Let's just promote him to Batman. Ryan Reynolds completely fucked up Green Lantern, and now Marvel's like, let's promote him to Deadpool.
But people wanted him to be a Deadpool type of character before he did the Green Lantern.
Yeah. Yes. I think it was too much of a serious role for him, it didn't fit.
The whole Green Lantern thing was like, why? This is Deadpool. This isn't Hal Jordan. This is, I don't know why they decided to go that direction.
I'm excited to see the movie for free. I wasn't anticipating paying to go see this movie.
I was not asked out on Valentine's Day, so
wow.
I made plans to go see the movie. That was my goal.
So way to bring everything
down. No, geez.
Jesus. Let's go.
Wait.
Come with us.
Why didn't we just have this conversation? Why didn't you ask somebody out for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, think about it.
Exactly.
It's 2016, Larissa.
Yeah,
I didn't get any invites.
Exactly.
From you.
Exactly.
So. You didn't invite me to the show tomorrow, so, I mean.
Tomorrow? There's a show tomorrow?
Yes, we're even. He's going to go see it tomorrow. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I had to go see it with, like, you know, respected members.
Wow.
She's been learning very well. We've been brushing her up on the comic book lore.
Wow.
She's a little new. If it was the WoW movie, she would have been first on the list. Trust me.
That's true.
If we get early access to WoW.
It's a short list,
though. Can you?
It is a very short list. It's like one person, Larissa.
Depends on what you can do for me.
I'll go do it for myself, then.
I'll
get some cookies. Jesus. Cookies? You gonna make some cookies? That'd be great.
Shouldn't have to put any extra effort.
Oh, yeah, you should. Yeah, you should. No, but for sure. If I got WoW tickets, Larissa's on the short list. If I would have gotten tickets for the NWA movie, I would have brought Aaron.
Why?
Because you like hip hop.
Yeah. So.
Is that what that is?
Need to see the movie.
If I got tickets to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, I'm bringing.
Oh my god!
What?
I don't watch that many martial arts movies, but okay.
House of Flying Daggers. All of those. I love that.
So if we got tickets, all of us got tickets to White Man Can't Jump, we're taking
what's that?
Corey. Exactly.
I am white and I do not like to jump. So that's two things.
That's horrible.
I'm an expert in that movie. What do we got news stories wise, Aaron? What's got your goat? Did you see Mighty No. 9 got postponed once
more? I don't
more
care
time?
About that game
it
ever.
It got postponed again.
I don't care.
Aaron.
The people that have invested in this game already.
I read a headline today that Ant Simulator got.
That's got a lot of problems.
Yeah, it got sacked or taken off because I guess they spent all the crowdfunding money on liquid and strippers.
Yes.
Is the quote.
What?
Yeah, you know who told me about that? Literally today, my coworker. He was like, have you heard about Ant Simulator? And I was like, no, because it's Ant Simulator, first of all. That's one.
First of all, I love ants, so how dare you?
And two, who are they? And then he told me, they had a Twitter beef where they were going back and forth about what the development team was spending their money on.
Cocaine and hookers.
Basically.
That's what I would do.
Kickstarter funded, I believe. I want to say that this.
Yeah.
So what happens?
Like GoFundMe.
Can you get your money reimbursed?
Oh no! Can you take your money back from a stripper?
It depends on
the
service
guys.
You use. I think GoFundMe, you just give them the money and say, "Hey, good luck with that." But I think Kickstarter does have a service where they will reimburse people who pay.
Wow! Thank goodness.
Yeah, you can't
I hope
just
so.
Walk up to strippers and take it out of their G-string. No.
I've tried, and it didn't end up very well.
Exactly.
Yep. But
it was
Mighty
all
number
shitty.
Nine, yeah, it was all shitty and herpy-y.
Because you can see the herpes on the bill.
Yeah, you can. They're like waving at you.
Wow.
But Mighty number 9 getting delayed this many times, Aaron. I know you've far from given up on it. I mean, you've given up on it a long time.
Yeah, I never even supported it from the beginning.
So, this many, is it past that wall of too many pushbacks? Because there's like a sweet spot. Like you want it to get pushed back a little bit sometimes.
Only a little bit if it's a game that you really want. But this isn't a difficult game for this guy. I have to believe it's not a difficult game for this guy to make. So what's a pushback? Why are you pushing back a 2D side-scrolling game?
He's going to add feature creep? Third dimension.
He better add multiple dimensions. Like, there better be a dream state or something. Some type of time ribbon that you can go through time or something.
It feels like it's constantly getting more features and constantly getting pushed back.
It's no, it's
which is usually the opposite of games.
And you're going to play this game for you fans out there of Mighty No. 9 who purchased it already. You're going to buy this game. You're going to take it home, and you're going to be disappointed.
And the year will be 2025.
Yes. And when you look up at your old wrinkly face, because you waited so freaking long for this game, and then you see the cartridge of Mega Man next to you, you're going to be like, why didn't I just play that the whole time?
It would have taken me that long to beat it anyway.
Yes.
In news coming out of 2013, holy shit. Aaron, why didn't you not force me to watch Sons of Anarchy? You should have came to my house, whatever night shitty night it aired, and held my eyelids open and
I
made me watch it.
I told everybody to watch that, but nobody's listening.
Not forcefully enough.
No.
No, you weren't near forceful enough.
You learn at your own speed. That's what that is. Just because you have a revelation now.
The show is amazing. It plays with your heart. I went to bed last night a little depressed.
Oh, sorry. Something happened. A little, whatchamacallit. You went depressed because of a character's passing, correct?
Yes.
It was more hurtful than the previous character's
yes.
passing?
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah. Just because of the way it happened. Oh, my God. The show went from 0 to 100
very
real
fast.
Quick.
Very, very fast.
Real quick.
Yes.
Well, they got those souped up motorcycles, so.
Well, it's a thing where I told you, the writer always writes to where you think you know what's going to happen, and then he's just like, nope, I'm doing something else.
Just kidding.
So he did a good job.
That was so brutal, though. Like, it's a character you love, and it's like a good person.
But do you love that character?
Yeah, she was nice and wholesome and good. And
what?
Then,
and what happens to nice and wholesome good in that world?
They
stabbed
die
in
first.
In the back of the head with, like, a thing you use on your barbecue.
Yeah. So have
while
you,
being drowned.
Have you started the last season now?
Yes.
And you see the repercussions of that person's decision to kill that other person.
Yeah.
So they did on a thing online where they tallied how many people died because of that lie. And it's a lot of people.
Oh, my God. The show's so good.
It's a lot.
Ceramic Dragon says Daryl belongs on Sons of Anarchy from Walking Dead. I don't know if he'd last.
He wouldn't last 2 episodes.
Yeah, the show is so brutal.
Yeah.
The other thing I read up here that was interesting. Oh, Sacramento Kings news. DeMarcus Cousins. The NBA is making this big old push because it's the year of the monkey, right? They wanted to do the annual gear thing, whatever, from the Chinese
That's
calendar?
What DMC is for.
Oh, okay.
DeMarcus Cousins.
I mean, it's other than just Chinese, but yeah.
And
it's also Muslim.
They were going to put out a t-shirt last week that said Year of the Monkey and had like a Kings player monkey or something like that. DeMarcus Cousins.
Let's not do that.
Our all-star center.
Let's not do that.
Put the Ixnay on that.
Yeah, let's not do that.
The team
all.
Listened to him. Really? You support this?
Oh, hell yes. Let's not put any monkey next to a black person if it was a derogatory term to towards black
well,
people
it
before.
Was just like, it was a monkey
it
wearing a
matter.
Basketball uniform. It wasn't like a monkey next to a basketball
okay, so if
player.
They had, what's the basketball player's name? The Asian guy, Lin.
Yeah.
If he automatically became the weakest player on the team, and they were like, well, Lin's a chink in this team, and they put Lin and then a chink on there.
No, that's different.
No, that is not different.
No, because
that's 100%
no,
the exact
if
same.
It was the
oh, my God. No, it's 2016.
If
can we get
year,
over it already?
If it was
Let's
the
get
year
over
of the dragon.
Racism?
Yes.
Tell white people to get over it first.
No, oh, see, that's racist. That's racist.
Oh,
that
no.
You think
that's
that because,
reverse racism.
I mean,
oh, no, it is.
White people are now the minority because.
No, they're not.
Yes, they
Go
are.
Go look at okay, no.
Oh, my God.
We should tread lightly on this one.
You think white people, you think there are less white people in this country? Than any other race?
I think David chose a good time to stay quiet.
That's crazy not, talk. Please Google that.
I'm watching the wavelengths as the recording is winding
down. Because at first
down,
I thought
David
that too.
Has been quiet for
just end it.
Since
just
this
end it.
There's nothing
just
to say in that.
I thought too. I promise you. I thought too that white people, there wasn't as many white because we live in California. We don't see it. But there are more white people but, in America than any other
right.
race.
It's
yeah.
But it's more socially it's acceptable like, for white people to be made fun of for being white than it is for any other race to be made fun of for being their
well,
race.
Let's see. There was 400 years where...
Oh, God. Here we go. There's not enough time left in the show. I got less than a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So we're going to continue this in the bonus features. If you're watching the stream, you're going to hear us talk about all sorts
slavery.
Of
that's
slavery.
That's what we're talking about.
But for those of you
it's
who
Black
are not,
History Month,
we will
and
be
I need
back
to educate.
Tomorrow talking about Deadpool with all sorts of stuff going on. Spoilers. And you will be warned. Don't worry about it getting actually spoiled for you. Thank you to NerdReactor.com, Corsair Gaming, Antlion Audio, David Ng, Aaron Carter, and Larissa. My name is Corey, and we will see you this weekend.